My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable Houses Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. With the rafters up, it's time to sheathe the roof. I've recently gone back to a sheathing technique I used many years ago, sheathing the roof with boarding boards. Boarding boards are number 4 pine planed on 3 sides, one face and 2 edges. With the edges milled, it's uniform in width, and with one face milled, a uniform thickness, 7/8. I'll always request as many 16s as possible, 16 foot being the longest length available. Two 16-foot 1x12s give you just about the same coverage as a 4x8 sheet, but I find them much easier to deal with. They're light, they smell good, and offcuts feed the wood stove versus the dump. I push the boards out from the inside of the frame and can place all but a few boards this way. I put the rough side out. The rough side gives you a lot more traction when you're climbing on top of the deck. I set aside the best stock to use for the exterior trim. Honestly, it's lovely stuff. With the roof deck on, it's time to shingle the roof. The weather while I was roofing was pretty good for November, but certain roofing materials need more heat. Along the eaves and in the valleys, I lay ice and water shield. This is a caution against ice dams, but honestly, with a 14 and 12 pitch and a well-ventilated roof, likely unnecessary. The ice and water shield, as well as the shingles I fold into the valley and the cap shingles, need to be warm. The only power on site is a generator. The noise drives all the pleasantry out of building, so I'm hand-nailing the roof. If I had a quieter power on site, I'd wrap the materials that need warming in an electric blanket. What I do instead is bring the materials home to a heated space. In the morning, I put it in the bed of the truck on a piece of foam insulation. I wrap it with foil-faced bubble wrap insulation and a heavy tarp. I heat bricks on the wood stove and tuck the bricks in next to the materials. I invariably melt some foam and shingles, but by and large it works well. I pull the material out as needed and keep it wrapped the rest of the time. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable Houses Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.